What is up, everybody? This is DWC Podcast. We're gearing up for Season 3. Just a reminder for you guys, Season 3 will be live stream. You'll be able to see our faces, camera, and everything. Can't wait to show you guys that new aspect of what we do. Right now, we're going to get into a mock draft. I know that the draft is going to come on Thursday on tomorrow, so just going to let everything soak in. All the crazy shit that happened already happened. So this is about, you know, barring anything that happens tonight or in the morning, this is how the draft order is going to shake out before the actual draft happens. So make sure you guys always listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and everything else that we are out on. And make sure you follow us at DWC2022 on Twitter and the Defense Wins Championships on Instagram. Can't wait for Season 3 and the chaos that football decides to bring us. We'll start doing some free agency stuff later on and up into the preseason and the start of the NFL season. So let's go ahead and get into it for this mock draft. We will be using Pro Football Network. Reed has the odd number teams, and then I have the even number teams. Obviously, I did this so I could be, you know, pick for the Steelers. And it's going to be interesting to see. We are doing trades, so it's going to be interesting to see what trades we offer each other or offer ourselves. We're going to try to keep it as realistic as possible. No bias for as hard as, you know, as much as we can. No bias in our picks.
It's very hard.
No trying to sabotage teams. Not that we would, but. And we're just going to make the educated guess on what we think will happen, on what we think the team is thinking, sprinkling in with our own opinion. So, obviously, probably the easiest pick ever in the draft, besides like when the Bengals picked Joe Burrow. The Bears are up. Reed, go ahead and tell me your pick.
Yeah, I mean, I think this one's pretty much set in stone. Caleb Williams is definitely the guy here. I think the Bears, even if they did want someone else, I think they'd be too scared to pick him. So,
yeah.
I think Caleb Williams has to be the guy here, and I don't think they've once thought about trading out of this, to be completely honest with you. Yeah. I think they knew they were getting rid of Justin Fields halfway through the season.
But Caleb Williams is going to the Chicago Bears.
Easy.
Easy money. I also would choose this. I thought this was the best guy in the draft for a long time. It speaks your volume if the only issues that people have are you painting your nails or the way you dress. Anything else is just nitpicking at this point. I mean, he's going to be a rookie. Obviously, he's going to be raw. No rookie is just that outstanding ever, unless they go to a perfect organization, coach, and whatnot. So that was the first pick, Caleb Williams. Now the second pick, the Washington Commanders. They need a QB. They need a QB. Obviously, it's been a back and forth. Drake May, Jaden Daniels. Who do you think is the better fit? Commanders love. It seems like the Commanders love Jaden Daniels. There's been, you know, we're not used to these drafts. Used to teams throwing smoke screens or whatnot, and can completely turn the draft over. If I'm the Washington Commanders, do you double dip back into another North Carolina quarterback? I'm not. I'm the Washington Commanders. I'm picking Jaden Daniels as my QB for the foreseeable future. He is old, but I think this is one of the other NFL-ready quarterbacks. Does need to fill in his body more. He's like a fucking stick. But from what I've been seeing in reports and whatnot, it seems like Drake May needs a little bit of time. And the Commanders gave Sam Howell no time. So I don't think they're which is weird because they're ass. So I don't know why they're not developing their players, but you know, it is what it is.
Because they have Ron Rivera. Yeah,
true.
You got to purge everyone on that team that came from him.
Jaden Daniels. All right. Patriots. What are we doing? We're receiving calls.
This one's interesting. I've been back and forth on this one all fucking day. And when I tell you all day, I mean literally all day. At first, I was set in stone that the Vikings were going to trade up here.
Mm-hmm.
But after I did more and more research and what the chatter is, I know you probably shouldn't even listen to what half the fucking people are saying. Probably 95% of what people are saying.
Yeah.
But I just got this feeling that they know what they want, they have their guy, and they're going to get Drake May at this
point. Oh, no trades.
I think Minnesota tries very, very, very hard to get this pick, and it just can't, and they just don't make it happen. And I think New England wants them, and they're going to go Drake May here.
Now, do you think, just for hypothetical standpoints, if the Commanders were to get Drake May, do you think that there would be this much trade chatter for Jaden Daniels, or do you think it's literally just because of the potential of Drake May?
Me personally, I think Drake May fits, and him with a good offensive coach like Kevin McConnell can kind of unlock. Like, the thing about Drake May, Jaden Daniels, or JJ, I think realistically, if I was a QB, that would be the best situation to go to, right? They have a decent offensive line. They have a really good left tackle. They have Justin Jefferson. I mean, they have a good receiving core. They have a good tight end. Like, that team is molded for win now. And that's also why I think the Vikings need to trade up to get a QB. Like, and Drake May, I think, is their guy. If Jaden Daniels was there, I'm not so sure they would try to send, like, a haul to get him at three. Man, that one's tough. Like, I really do think they want Drake May more than anything. And once I get to the Chargers pick, I'll explain why I think they're not going to trade up if they can't get May.
Yeah, it's like I'm seeing so much. I don't know if you're the same way, but I'm seeing so much of this trade for Drake May, trade for JJ. And I'm not seeing too much of any trade for Jaden Daniels. Like, do we think that it's such a lock to the Commanders that we're not getting it? They're not even, like, contemplating any trades for Jaden if they get Drake May?
Yeah, after a lot of the research that I, like, looked into, I really do think that the Commanders are all for Jaden Daniels. From whatever the leaks were and all what people have been hearing, I think the 1 and 2 pick are set in stone. I even heard today that those two are locks. Caleb, Jaden Daniels, they pretty much shut it down on the QB talks for both those teams. And then I heard the Patriots are between May and JJ McCarthy. But I heard May is going to be their guy. Who knows? I think May is he's way more NFL material than JJ McCarthy, so I think Drake May is the better pick here. If I was the Patriots, I would probably trade down and get a QB later in the draft, because I really don't think throwing Drake May, who is one of the rawer QBs in the draft, like, no doubt, he has all the talent, but he is raw, into a team with not a very good O-line, not a good run game, and zero receivers. I don't know how that helps, unless the Patriots plan on trading back into the top end of the draft to get some talent at the receiver end.
Yeah, like, it's difficult because, like, you are getting Drake May, but, like, this is going to be a tough task for the people that are picking for the Patriots, because you're getting Drake May, but, like, this is, like, all development. Like, they fumbled the bad Mac Jones. They fumbled any kind of development. Not saying that Mac Jones is going to be a top 12 QB, but we saw a little bit of growth in that rookie year, and then they hired two absolute dipshits in Matt Patricia and Joe Judge. And then that just tanked everything. So they have to, like this is, if you're going to pick Drake May, or even if they pick JJ, like, the development in this is key, because they could easily turn this into, like a Sam Howell. And people are, like, I don't really know how I feel about it. I feel bad for these QBs, but, like, they drop QBs so fast now, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, this back is... in the day, people were sitting, people were getting development. I mean, we saw, you know, now, I mean, he's obviously going to be one of the best quarterbacks ever in existence, but, like, Pat Mahomes sat.
Like, yeah, Aaron Rodgers sat.
Aaron Rodgers sat. It is okay. We don't have to thrust these people in.
I was about to say, that's the thing about the NFL is, like, everyone wants to win now. And I think C.J. Stroud this year is just going to make people stress even more about, look, they did it, so why can't we do it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think when that QB comes around like C.J. Stroud where it worked out the first year, I think it puts more pressure on teams to find that guy.
Yeah.
That it can happen. Like, for me, New England, I think there's a decent chunk of QBs in the day two picks that you could pick from and maybe get him on the same level as a good starting QB in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the Patriots have so many fucking holes that they need to trade down and collect picks and pick the best available player, no matter what position, like all the way through the board.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I don't think they're going to do it. They seem dead set on a QB. So they can do that. But when he doesn't work out because they have nothing going for him, fucking, you can only be mad at yourself at that point.
Yeah. I mean, they're throwing to us.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, it's not like, all right, we can lean on the run game. I like Ramondre, but, like, is that winning you anything in this division? Probably not. So I'm with you. I'm the same way. If I was the Patriots, I'm trading. I know it's going to, like, piss a whole bunch of people off. You're missing out on Drake May. You're missing out on, for, you know, whoever believes in JJ. You're missing out on JJ. You're missing out on Malik Nabers. You're missing out on Marvin Harrison. But, like, it's not like the Patriots are selling their team. Like, the Patriots are going to be an organization past when we die.
Yeah, like, I mean,
this is not a race.
It's so weird, though, because, like, teams like the Patriots who have, like, they're not used to losing consecutive years, you know what I mean? So there's even more pressure for them to get the next Brady. But for teams like fucking Jets or the Browns or someone who's struggled forever, it's like, listen, you can have down years. It takes time to get to that point where you're good. Like, look at Cincinnati, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were bad for two straight years and then got their QB and then got Jamar Chase also, and then it was fine. It's just like, you need to fucking relax. Like, they have Jacoby Brissett. He will win you probably 7 to 10 games, depending on how the rest of your team plays, right? Like, yes, you're having a year where you're not going to win a Super Bowl. It is what it is. But to get to that point, like next year or the year after, I mean, there's going to be QBs coming out, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like me and you said, I think trading back and getting talent all around is better than just getting a QB with no talent around him. That's how QBs fail.
Now, Cardinals are up. Am I taking any calls from any of your teams?
No.
Am I listening to no calls? Ooh, no calls.
No calls.
Vikings are staying put at 11. Well, Broncos. Broncos. Let's see. See, if I'm Arizona, this is like, there's so many trades that can, and don't get me wrong, I'm going to be real with you guys. I'm going to be real with the listeners here. Me and Reed are not that high on JJ McCarthy. But at the same time, the way that the draft lines up and the way that these teams are lined up, you can honestly sit and wait on JJ.
I'm telling you. Once we get past this Cardinals pick, I'll explain.
So, I'm just going to, let's see, a trade proposal. The Broncos to go to number 4 for Arizona. Let's see what we got. So, if I'm Arizona, am I, see, the thing is, like, 12 to 76. If I'm Arizona, do I want that? Like, what are we doing here? So, I could get it. Arizona would, like, Denver would have to send 12, 25, 1 and 2, and Pat. Are you doing that as a Denver GM?
Yeah, I mean, think about what the Cardinals need. They do need a prominent number one receiver. And if you put them at 12, they're out of the race for Neighbors, Odunze, and Harrison at that point. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if they trade back, it hurts them more than it helps them.
Yeah.
At least to that point. Like, if they were to trade back, like, 2 or 3 spots, then it is what it is. But
do you think at 12, you think Brian Thomas is a reach?
Yes. Brian Thomas, you can get probably in the 20s.
Arizona Cardinals, I've listened to all trades. Putting the phone down, and we're getting Marvin Harrison Jr. This is probably one of the best wide receiver prospects we've seen in a hot minute. Did nothing great but greatness at Ohio State. His dad is an all-time Hall of Famer. I said, as we were watching him in college, that this might be, football-wise, one of the greatest sons of a great that we could possibly see, because all of these, no disrespect to these Hall of Famers and their wives, but all these Hall of Famers marry IG baddies. So there's no genetics to help anything in these. Shout out McCaffrey. Dad married his dad's wife is a track runner, did hurdles. Shout out McCaffrey. See what happens in fucking genetics? You get someone like fucking McCaffrey. But Arizona Cardinals, we are getting Marvin Harrison Jr. as our 4th pick. So right now, Bears, Caleb Williams, Commanders, Jaden Daniels, Patriots got Drake May, and the Cardinals have Marvin Harrison Jr. On to the 5th pick, the Chargers, the Los Angeles Chargers.
All right,
are we hearing any trades?
Yes, I feel like we are hearing trades here. The first 4 picks went about how I think it will go, for sure. Like, I think that's going to be 1 through 4 right there. 5 with the Chargers pick is I think it's one of the trickiest picks in this entire draft because I think Harbaugh is a fucking wild card. Everything just conflicts with each other because Harbaugh is a run first guy. He wants to build the O-line.
Mm-hmm.
Automatically makes you think, all right, we're going to pick the best available offensive lineman, right?
Yeah.
But then you look at their team, you cannot enter an NFL season with no receivers that caught over 30 balls in the season. You can't do it. Like, you actually just cannot do it. So that right there conflicts the offensive line thing. Now, if they trade back, they can get 2 picks. They can most likely get a receiver and an offensive tackle in the first receiver. 2 rounds. Now, I think as much as everyone thinks they're going to go and trade back, I think they're going to stay at this pick and get Malik Neighbors.
No Joel?
No Joel. And I think if they were to get an offensive tackle, I think it'd be J.C. Latham. Now, I will say,
but J.C. Latham at 5?
I know. It's crazy to think about, but for whatever reason, Harbaugh has a hard-on for him. I do think this is where it gets tricky because I do think the Vikings call here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you were saying earlier, with how the draft order lines up past this point, I think it's very safe. I think 2 people call here for the Chargers. I think the Raiders. Well, no, the Raiders wouldn't call because they're not going to trade with them.
No.
Who was I thinking of? Oh, no. Okay, so the only Broncos team I think calls here is the Vikings. No, I don't think the Broncos call. Broncos don't have anything to offer the top eight teams, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. That would be worth it. The Vikings have the most enticing deal because they have two first-round picks at 11 mm-hmm. and 23. I really do think the Vikings call here to see what they're asking. And if they mm-hmm. can get, if they can only give up one of those firsts this year.
We both know that's not happening.
I know. I think it will be a very steep asking price for number five. And that's why I think the Vikings back off. So mm-hmm. I think they say, fuck it. We're going to wait it out. We think we might still be able to get a QB at 11,
mm-hmm.
AKA JJ McCarthy, if you mm-hmm. get where I'm going here.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think the Chargers stick it and get Malik Nabers because I think it's almost impossible to pass up on him or Odunze right here
mm-hmm.
with what they have. So I think it's going to be Malik Nabers.
I'm going to let you know right now, I'm about to do you so dirty later on here.
Oh, God.
I'm going to do you so dirty. I'm also the same wavelength as you if I'm the Chargers. As much as Harbaugh likes the run game and Harbaugh likes offensive linemen, at some point as a GM, as an owner, we have to put a stop to this, buddy. You're living in L.A. You know, you got that nice-ass contract, but come on, man. We have Justin Herbert. It's different if I had – not really, but at the same time, it's different if I had Saquon, you know?
Yeah.
At least I can be like, okay, like, we can lean on Saquon. If I had Breece, you know, if I had Nick Chubb, if I had people that can do it all. But I have Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins and me. You know what I mean? So we need someone. The fact that you got rid of everybody, you got rid of Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. It is just very disrespectful to Justin Herbert.
Yeah, it's way too difficult. Like, I get the appeal of an offensive tackle. It's a great draft, but like, mm-hmm. holy, unless someone gives you a great option to trade down, there is zero chance you don't take Malik Nabers or Odunze right here.
Mm-hmm. All right, the New York Giants. New York, stand up.
Interested to see what you do here.
Stand up. New York, stand up. You know, I got love for you guys.
I actually think this is one of the easier picks in the draft.
Is it?
I think so. I don't know what most people think, but I think this is a very obvious choice.
So New York, right? We already have the QB carousel. Offensive line wasn't Allen's, but it wasn't good. I don't think we need... I'm speaking to you, New York Giants fans. I almost said Jets. New York Giants fans. I'm one of you guys. You know, I like to see the best interest in you guys. I don't think we need to draft a tackle here. I think Andre Thomas does enough that it isn't a major need. And I'm not the biggest fan of moving left tackles to the right side. As you can see, I'm originally a Steelers fan, so I do not like that Broderick Jones is playing on the right side right now.
So, well, it is easier to move the left tackle to the right side.
I like left tackles to stay on left tackle and right tackles to stay on right tackle.
Moving right tackles to left is the hard part.
So, Giants, you don't have Saquon. You got me at running back, and you have you got Reed at wide receiver. So, I think the obvious choice here, regardless of who your QB is, he needs to strap someone down for the long haul that's going to at least be a good pass catcher for you guys. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sending this man to hell. This is not... I mean, if you realistically think about it, a lot of these top... this, and correct me if I'm wrong, Reed. Usually, if you're in the top 10, or at least specifically top 5, you're in hell.
Yeah,
typically. This is one of the few drafts that, like, I'm going to a good situation or a good organization that will care about me. Unless you're pick six and it's the Giants. Yeah. The Giants organization is garbage and they're garbage.
Yeah, if I think I know where you're going here, I think Odunze is getting the short straw.
Yeah.
Out of the I'm receivers sorry, Rome Odunze.
At least you get to be in New York, buddy. Yeah, the Giants are picking Rome Odunze.
I mean, Kyler Murray, Justin Herbert, and then you got Daniel Jones.
Yeah, it's worth. I feel bad.
All for right, it. That's the pick I thought was going to happen. So we're on the same page so far through yep. six.
Titans number seven.
This one's easy. Joe easy. Alt all the way.
Joe Alt, not even listening to calls.
We're not listening to a single thing. They're getting it. They're getting their offensive tackle for the future right here.
Joe Alt settling it down for Will Levis. Need that blindside help.
I think Titans. This one's like written in Joe fucking Alt. Stone, actually, that they're getting Joe Alt. And if Joe Alt gets picked by the Chargers, then they're probably getting Fashanu or Latham, honestly.
So you're saying if this plays out, Titans, as soon as they're on the clock, pick is in.
Yeah, pick is in immediately.
All right. Number eight, the Atlanta Falcons. I think we all know where I'm going with this. Dallas Turner, you are an Atlanta Falcon. It's about time we get some edge help for this defense. I swear to God, their defense for, you know, how many drafts have we been in? How many drafts have we seen? And I swear to God, defense is always the need for fucking the Falcons. You would think at some point we'd get some development or some defensive players that shoot off. Besides AJ, I mean, obviously AJ Terrell, but Dallas Turner, you are an Atlanta Falcon. Now we're going back to the Chicago Bears for pick nine. Reed, what are we doing? Are we listening to any calls?
I mean, yes, they're listening to calls for sure, but I don't think ultimately with their needs, they can get what they want back.
Rome is gone.
Yeah, so a lot of people had Odunze here because they had the Giants getting a QB. Giants camp don't like J.J. McCarthy. They've said it outright. From all the way from the owner to the fucking coach, they don't want him.
Mm-hmm.
Watch them draft him on draft day. He'll be fucking goofy as hell. Yeah, I think they listen. I don't think they get anything done unless they absolutely think they can get their defensive lineman that they want.
Mm-hmm.
To me, this might be a reach to a lot of people.
Okay.
I think it's too early to get Byron Murphy. I mean, you could also say the same thing about the player I'm about to say. But I think they go Laiatu Latu right here.
Laiatu Latu. They're going to take a chance on the guy.
I think they're picking. Listen to me. We all know a team over in Philly that takes chances on their D-line. They pick one of the best defensive edge players or interior guys every single year. To me, this pick is either – it probably is – all right, so if they go after Byron Murphy, I think they can trade back another five picks.
Instead of him.
I'm not sure. I think Laiatu is going to be on draft day. I think he's going to shoot up a lot more than people think he is.
Mm-hmm.
If he can stay healthy, I think this is a very solid pick for them because their two biggest needs, they already knocked it out. They need a QB and they need an edge to complement Montez Sweat. So I think that's the pick there at nine. A little high. You don't see him a lot in the top 15 in a lot of drafts, but I think he's going there.
All right, they're going to take a chance on the man. I also heard that he is amazing. He just needs to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Sort of the same thing with Jalen Phillips, who's injured right now from the Achilles injury, which you know we always pray for him. Hopefully he gets better, but as long as these people stay healthy, I think he'll be good. And Jalen Phillips was good before he got hurt. Now this is what I'm gonna do it to you, bro. I'm sorry.
You are not doing this. This is not happening. This is not realistic.
This is realistic. J.J. McCarthy slides down the Broncos at 12. You don't think they're calling the Jets? Listen,
I watched you the same.
You do not think they're calling the Jets?
I watched the same. Wait, who? Who's calling the Jets? The Broncos?
Yeah. You don't think they're calling the Jets? The Jets would still be able to get Bashanu. Because the Vikings aren't getting him.
Okay, I'm for that. I thought you meant the Jets were going to pick.
Oh, no, JJ. No, not JJ. No. No.
Okay. Okay. That's realistic. I think you're right.
I told you I'm gonna do it to you.
That's fine. You can do that.
Take any call. Any call from the Vikings. Am I getting a call from the Vikings? I'm fair game. What do you offer? Are you offering me anything? Am I getting a call from you guys?
Oh, man. I mean,
I'm telling. Say you called me. Say you called me. I'm like, hey, I got the Broncos on the line right now.
You know what? This could be one of those things where the two teams bid it out because they're right next to each other.
Yeah, the Jets could end with a haul.
The problem is this right here. They're all close enough to just be a pick swap and then a late pick in the draft because no one here is getting. No one here is going to reach that far. Like the Vikings aren't going to give them both first rounds just to go up one spot, right? Mm-hmm.
And the whole point, if you're smart,
yeah, I think they are because I know who their GM is. He came from Andrew Berry, and how
greedy have we been hearing? Like Sean Payton is salivating for QB.
No, I get it. To me, though, I think
Raiders. Any Raiders call? Am I getting any Raiders? See, call?
The Raiders. I went back and forth on the Raiders a lot, and I just don't think they're in the JJ McCarthy camp at all. I don't think they are in the sweepstakes. I think they just don't want him. I think the one QB they really wanted was Jaden McDaniels, and they couldn't make it happen with the Commanders. So I think they're just done for on that. I will give you credit. I do think the Vikings make the call here. I think they make a call, see what's going on, and if they hear that the Broncos are pushing hard, I think they probably do up the ante a little bit.
Are you calling me?
Yes.
All right, what's up? What's up? Let me lay it down.
What were you going to say the Broncos?
You want me to do the Broncos first? The Broncos first? All right, we'll do the Broncos first.
Because if I had to pick between the Vikings and Broncos, we know who has more draft capital.
Yeah. All right. So, and we're going to be realistic here. So, I'm the Jets. Ring, ring. Hey, it's Sean Payton. We need that pick. We're going to give you. Now let's look here. Broncos with the Jets. We're going to give you obviously pick 12. And we're going to give you this year's third round pick for pick 10. That's what I'm offering. If I throw in, maybe I'll throw in a 2025 six rounder. But like you said, the package isn't going to be as if I was the Jets and I was pick five.
Honestly, I think you got to drop. You got to get rid of the third. I don't think they'll offer that third for one or for two, just to jump one.
What do you think? Like a six?
Yeah, I'm talking like deep. Like I don't think they're going to give up that much because. Think about it. What are the Jets? I mean,
when we traded with the Pats, we only went up a couple. And it was like our first and then like a sixth or seventh.
That's what I mean. Like when you jump just one spot, you're not going to be sending a third or fourth, most likely. It'll be a fifth, sixth, like a what is it called?
Compository?
Yeah, compository pick. Like most likely that's what it will be.
All right, we're giving our 12th pick and then pick 147 from the sixth round from Philly.
Now, here's the interesting thing, because when you do that and the Vikings get a hold of it, the Vikings have two fourth round picks, so they could easily.
Oh, I didn't know you had two.
They could give away a fourth to jump you for whatever you're offering.
Yeah. I didn't know you had a second one.
They could give their first fourth round pick, and it would be 108.
All right. This is 12, 147, and that's the call, right? That's the call. I'll be like, and I'm the Jets. I love what you guys are offering. I got another person on the line. The Vikings on the line. I'll get right back to you. All right, picking up the phone. Bring, bring. Picking up the phone. Vikings, what's up? What you got for me?
The Vikings would like to trade the 11th pick as a swap.
Mm-hmm.
Give you our fourth round pick at 108.
108.
To make that swap sweet.
At 108. Okay. I love what you guys are offering. I'm going to be honest with you guys. Broncos, given the call. Let me check back with them, and I'll get right back with you. All right?
God. There's no way they can beat that unless they give away their third.
I'm not going to be fucking stupid.
Honestly, right. I might be a little steep offering the 108. I could have probably offered the 129.
God, I'm blinking. Who am I looking at? Broncos. All right, Broncos. Yo, Vikings. Hold on. Wait. Click. All right. Yo, I'm back. Vikings offered me pick 11, which is, 11's better than 12, and pick 108. I'm looking at y'all shit. You got pick 121, bro. What are we getting at? You giving me the third rounder? Fourth and a sixth? What are we doing? All right, I'm the Broncos now.
There ain't no
fun. I'm going to be real with you, man. They just got it, man. I'm sorry.
Let's talk about why, though. Like, Denver could trade up to that, give away two picks, but they're already weak on draft capital.
Yeah.
And if they stay at 12, they could trade down and add more capital. I feel like that's a better move than taking a risk on J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah. If I'm Denver, if I couldn't get this deal done, then I'm trading down and getting more capital. We'll see what I do, All right, picking up back the phone, Vikings, y'all have a deal. We'll trade our 10th for your 11th in 108. So let's go ahead and enter that in. 11th and 108 for 10. And confirm. What the fuck? All right, well, whatever. Hold on. We'll just add, we'll just add other shit.
It doesn't tell you why it rejected it.
It just said rejected.
Get cooked.
All right, let's. What the fuck? All right, we'll do our second round. It doesn't matter because we're not picking second round.
That's the first. Oh god.
No, we're good.
You traded the 23rd pick, which is Wait, it's saying that you need to trade that 23rd just to go up one? There's no way. I don't see that fucking happening.
No. Should I restart or are we just gonna act like this? I mean, I can just restart and we'll just minor difficulties here.
I mean, that's ridiculous. I don't think
Marvin Malik.
Just to trade up. I mean, I know number 10 is a big pick, but when you're only one away.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, let's be realistic. Do they get it? Like, if Denver was asking, do they have enough to move them off that spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know.
Yeah, we'll just do next year's first because that doesn't matter.
That's perfect. Fine. Yeah.
All right. So, Minnesota Vikings, you are now on the clock. Pick 10. After the trade with the Jets, who are we selecting?
That's you.
That's me. We're getting. No, that's you. Remember, we talked about it. That's you. And then I'll get 11. And then you still have 23.
Okay. If they trade up, if they're forced to trade up there, I don't think they have to. If they're forced to trade up there, I think they're going to get J.J. McCarthy.
J.J. McCarthy.
Either way, 10 or 11, they're getting J.J. McCarthy. I think he'll still be there.
J.J. McCarthy. And then now, the Jets, We just got some capital here. You know, fourth round pick, whoop-de-doo. We were going to pick this guy anyway. Yep. We just wanted to see, you know, what was around, who's making calls and what. Jets could, if this happens like this, Jets could realistically, someone, you know, Sean Payton could fuck this whole shit up and Jets could get a nice little haul. And by haul, I mean like a third round pick. And even a third round pick is a fucking starter in some, you know, on some teams. Especially if someone falls, or you can, you know, package and go up, whatnot. Yeah. So, go ahead.
I was about to say who you pick first, and then I'll go on.
You know who I'm picking.
Brock Bowers.
Brock Bowers.
Yeah, I was about to say, well, the Broncos have been tied to him too, so I don't know if the Jets would want to make a trade with the Broncos anyway.
Yeah.
For Brock Bowers. Because he's Brock like Bowers. The second on the board.
Brock Bowers, you are a New York Jet. I do like Tyler Conklin, but, I mean, you're giving Aaron Rodgers all this, all these weapons. Brock Bowers over in the middle is going to be deadly. So, Brock Bowers, you are a New York Jet. All right, pick 12, Broncos.
Trading out.
See, I could trade out. I could trade out. But realistically, if we're thinking here, right, none of your teams are calling, right?
No, it's probably your team. On my personal mock draft, I had the Eagles trading for this pick.
To get Terry on?
Yeah, they're getting a corner.
Broncos. If I'm you guys. Teron Arnold, you might be a Bronco.
Oh my God, what?
Mitchell, you might be a Bronco. This is tough, right? You don't have a lot of capital. And this is what you want. You guys are starting to rebuild. I mean, you guys are employing Ben DiNucci. So obviously we're in a rebuild here. I do feel bad for Fashanu falling this way, but this is just how the draft goes. Not saying Fashanu's bad. But in most of these drafts that we've been a part of, Howie has been making calls. I think they really need to shore up the secondary. Broncos could get Terry on, pair him with Pat, but at this point, the Broncos are definitely grasping for more picks. So, Broncos, bring, bring, bring. Yo, what's up? This is the Philadelphia Eagles. This is Howie Roseman. What the fuck is up, bitch? We're going to propose a trade to move up. How many spots is that? 10? Ooh!
Try doing what people said they were going to do. The 22nd, 50th, and 172.
Oh, I did that wrong. 22nd.
50th.
And
172.
172.
Yeah.
We're going to offer you our first round pick, our second round pick, and whatever the fuck round 172 pick is.
I've seen a lot of people.
To 12. Let's see if this gets accepted. I'm also on the same wavelength with this. Because once you're a team like the Eagles, there isn't really any... Like, their team is already nice besides secondary. And this is kind of what you have to do to be able to get good secondary. So, let's see. Jesus Christ.
There's this no way. Crazy. That's so, legitimately going to get fucking approved.
Yeah. So, we'll do 2250. We'll do blah, blah, blah.
Jesus. It's a fucking haul.
All right. Trade accepted. So, the Eagles traded up 10 spots. Kerryon Arnold is their guy. They're going to get him. Pair him with Big Play Slay. I was thinking Mitchell as well, but
you actually made it easier for me on this next pick.
I think, but to me, honestly, Kerryon is more of a Raider to me than like Mitchell is.
Very Raider. Like, That's what I'm saying. Like, you made it easier for me on this next pick. I think Terion was, they were deciding between Terion and that's a tackle.
Oh, a tackle? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, Eagles are getting Terion Arnold here. Show up with big play Slay. Let's start getting this this DB room situated. I think Terion's great for the culture. He's going to embrace Philly. Philly's going to love him. Me speaking as an Alabama fan, I love Terion. I think everything that he does on and off the field is great. So this would be good for the Eagles. All right, pick 13, the Raiders. You need a QB.
Yeah. Listen, QB's not getting taken here. Sorry to break everyone's dreams about Michael Penix going 13 and Bo Nix going 13. Everything I've seen researching is they need to shore up their secondary. I just don't think, me personally, I don't think a corner is good enough to take in the top 15 of this draft. I just personally don't think that. I think the Eagles are a rare case where they absolutely need it because both their corners are above 30 and they were not good last year.
Yeah.
So a lot of people had Terion Arnold going to the Raiders, which back and forth all the time. But I think when a guy like Olufoshinu falls right to you, I think you have to take him. And I think that's what they're going to do if this scenario works out like this. So I think they're getting Olufoshinu at 13.
So I'm thinking a top six pick falling to 13. I would definitely be jumping at the bits for this guy as well. All right, Saints, we're also in the same boat. We need a tackle. I also think this is perfect for the Saints. If Fushanu wasn't going to be here, I was going to get Fuagas. So it would, you know, either or. I do think, God, what's his name? Oh, my God. Trevor Penning is a better guard than a tackle. So I don't know what they're going to do with him. Ryan Ramczyk is old as fuck. So the Saints are one of those teams that like they need a lot. And we're just like they've always been like masked under their covers. But the Saints have just been like honestly not a very good run organization. And the fact that they got a Super Bowl off the Drew Brees shit is just mind boggling. but yeah, we're gonna get Fuaga. Shore up our tackle spot. That's what we need. So we're going to go with that. Now, pick 15. Indianapolis Colts. What are we getting?
It's rare for the Saints to be able to just sit there and just accept that they're going to get a good tackle no matter what they do. But it is what it is. I think the Colts have to go DB here. And if I think the E don't take Quinion Mitchell, I think that's 100% who the Colts are going to get.
So Quinion Mitchell is a Colt? All right.
It's either him or that white boy.
Cooper.
I think Cooper's going to fall a little bit, though.
All right. This is perfect.
I don't know what you're going to do with the Seahawks because this. When I was doing mock drafts, I didn't know what the fuck they were going to take.
To me? If I'm being honest, this is perfect for the Seahawks. This is perfect. The way that this panned out, this is perfect. This might be a reach, but it's not that much of a reach to me because I think the team two steps down would get him as well. We're going to keep somebody in Washington. We're going to get Troy. Troy from Washington, move him at guard. I think he's one of the more versatile players, and I think he will be able to play guard, shore up the guard position, be able to pass block and run block well with Kenneth Walker and with what the Seahawks are doing. Not necessarily needing any kind of star guy. This is a guy with grit, and it was very enticing looking at Jared Verse. That is definitely. Why am I blinking on his name? Oh my God. That is definitely a Pete Carroll kind of guy. Pete Carroll's not in right now. So we're going to go Troy.
That's what Jaguars.
17.
Oh, this is
Jax. What are we getting?
This is really just the absolute trickiest pick on my entire board because everything they need was DB. And you look at the, like, do you take Cooper at 17 when people are, it's like 50-50 with him too, because it's like some people say he can't be a true outside guy. And some people are like, oh no, he's explosive enough and athletic enough to be that guy. So I don't know who the fuck to believe. So what that's telling me is I think either someone's going to reach on him or he's going to fall all the way into like the 25 to 32 range.
Yeah.
Man, I...
Are we reaching on that BT right there?
Man.
Get another wide receiver too to pair with this crew?
That's what I was thinking too. It's either corner, since the corners that I think Terrion Arnold would be perfect for this team.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's who they need, to be completely honest with you. But I wouldn't... Man, I think if all the corners that they have on their board are taken, I think they do get Brian Thomas here.
So Brian Thomas. Drafting Brian Thomas Jr.
Why? I just think it's too much of a reach at 17 to go Nate Wiggins, Cooper DeJean, or Kool-Aid, like right here. I just think it'd be too much of a reach.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it. I just cannot do it.
All right, so far, we are going to be on pick 18. So far, we have Caleb Williams to the Bears, Jaden Daniels to the Commanders, Drake May to the Patriots. With the fourth pick, they got Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers to the Chargers, Rome Odunze to the Giants. Pick 7, Joel Alt to the Titans, Dallas Turner to the Falcons, Latu to the Bears, J.J. McCarthy to the Vikings off of a trade with the Jets to move up to get their quarterback. Jets at pick 11 with Brock Bowers. Terrion Arnold going to the Eagles after a pick swap with the Broncos, moving up to get Terrion. 13 was Fashanu. 14 was Fuaga for the Saints. Oh, Fashanu went to the Raiders. Saints, Fuaga. The Colts picked Mitchell, Quinyon Mitchell, corner. And the Seahawks got Troy Fatanu from Washington, and finishing it off with the Jags with Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU, wide receiver, and pick 18 with the Bengals. I hate the Bengals, but I'm going to do you guys a favor. All right. Now, this is where it gets difficult, right? Given the new information that we heard today, Trey Hendrickson once requested a trade. Now, we don't know if the Bengals are going to honor that trade, but say they do. Do we dip into Jared Verse if I'm a Bengals GM? Are we just dipping Jared Verse?
Oh, God. I think their guy is there for the taking. That they wanted all along.
I know. It's going to piss me off too. But with everything, with all the criticism, everything that we've heard for the Bengals, and you know, they're trying hard here, right? They're not picking the right people, at least to us. I mean, when they signed these people, we were not moved. The needle wasn't moved. We were not moved. So I think they tried again. Hopefully, for them at least. I don't hope for this, but hopefully for them it pans out. I think the Bengals will be selecting J.C. Latham, right tackle, Alabama. Pains me to see this as a Steelers fan.
And it's
a
not Bama who fan. I thought you were going to say at all.
You thought I was going to go Mims?
No, I thought you were going to go Byron Murphy.
Oh, no, no.
That's who they I do think need a number tackle. One is.
But I think, like... I think that they're doing everything that they can to help Joe Burrow. And this is one of the things that they're gonna do. J.C. Latham, wait.
He wouldn't even be starting week one.
Didn't they get who did they get?
he wouldn't even be starting like at all.
Who's their right tackle right now?
It's Trent Brown.
Oh my God, I forgot they got Trent Brown.
Yeah, he's not starting. That's why I don't think they're going to go tackle there.
Oh my God, I forgot they got Trent Brown. For a year, right? Oh my God. All right, never mind. I chop all of what I just said. Bengals, I'm going to do y'all a favor. This God. Is the guy that has been up and down everybody's draft boards. We have some people getting them in the top 15. I saw one in the fucking 10, getting them at 10. So we don't really know what this dude's going to do, what this dude's going to pan out, how he's going to be. But they definitely have needed some interior help for a long fucking time. They did have it with, what's his name? And I forget his fucking name, but he was good. But I think a more like permanent build up this guy, and I like him. We're going to go Byron Murphy the second from Texas, defensive tackle for the Bengals. Or pick 19, the LA Rams. What are we doing here, Rams? What are we doing?
This one's tough because I think the guy that they really want just went right before them. I think they do want to – I think they do have that urgency to plug in where Aaron Donald just retired.
And yeah.
I think Byron Murphy would be that perfect guy to do it. Jazon Newton, another guy that I feel like would be perfect right here. Ultimately, I think Newton dropped for whatever reasons. I don't know why. He's like a mid-first-round guy to me all the fucking way. What was it? He didn't do any of the like the drills or anything like that?
Yeah,
why did he fall? Was it character issues?
I don't think he did any of the drills.
And that's what the concern was?
I don't know.
I think they go the safer route here. They do touch up the D-line. I did have Latu here a few times. I think they go Jared Verse at 19 right here. I think
he has a partial Jones fracture, but he didn't miss any games. So I don't know what the issue is.
Yeah, I don't know why he dropped so much, because to me, Newton is like the best D-lineman in this interior D-lineman in the draft. I'm going to go Jared Verse. I think it's the safer pick here because edge is always a solid pick. Best available edge left. And I think it's a pretty solid, safe bet for him to actually work out pretty well for the Rams.
All right. The six-time Super Bowl winner, Pittsburgh Steelers, are up. Pick 20. We all know Steelers need a tackle. They need a center. We currently have no center. But it is way too enticing right now to even think about Jackson Powers Johnson, who I want. But with the way that this draft is searching up, I got my pick from JC and Amaris Mims. I'm a happy camper, right? So this is under my assumption. Me as Omar Khan. I'm moving Broderick back to the left. And I know with our new OC Arthur Smith, we want some ground and pound massive dudes for this run game. Bama fans, I'm sorry. I know. Trust me. Believe me. I would love to pick JC Latham here. But I just don't think that's what all the other outside influences are going to let us do. So I think the Steelers are going to get Amarius Mims with pick 20. All right, your favorite Miami Dolphins.
Are up pick
21. Just got rid of Robert Hunt.
Who?
To the Panthers. What are the Dolphins going to decide to do?
I mean, is J.C. Latham really still here?
J.C. Latham is really still here.
There's absolutely no way, right?
I don't know.
This just seems fucking ridiculous.
Believe me, I would have picked J.C. But I wholeheartedly believe we're going to take this massive-ass man, Amarius Mims, for the run game.
The problem is the Dolphins need guard. They need interior. They don't necessarily need a tackle.
I mean, their line was not good.
Their line was not good.
They just lost Christian Wilkins.
You know, I think they probably do listen to some trade offers here. I think the Cardinals maybe come up and try to offer something.
You're the Cardinals team. What are we doing?
I really think if it gets to this point, they probably stick it.
Hold on one second. You might be getting a call here. Will you get a call? Let's see if I can. Never mind, you ain't getting a call. Fuck you.
This one's tricky. I think because the Steelers didn't get the guy that I thought they were gonna get.
I think yeah, the Dolphins. Guy I want to get.
Well, don't get me wrong. Mims is good, but I thought you were going to get a more versatile offensive lineman here. And I think, to me, the Dolphins was either – it was Newton all the way right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought it was going to be. And I even think they can trade down and still get him in about 5 picks. But – since Graham Barton is right there, that's who I thought the Steelers, or who you thought, or I thought you were going to pick for him at 20, or at least I had him there. I think the Dolphins probably go Graham Barton right here. He's versatile. He can work inside, outside. That's what they need on the Dolphins to protect Tua.
Yeah, I'm banking on Zach Frazier still being there in the second round for us. That's what I'm banking on.
Okay.
Graham Barton, you are a Miami Dolphin.
I also, it was back and forth about Jackson, Power, Johnson, but I think they don't necessarily need a true center right now. They need a guy that can bounce in between guard and tackle.
He played with all of the positions, guard, tackle, center. He was a center, I think, his freshman year.
Yeah.
At the Broncos, moved down from 12 to 22 with the Eagles, got some picks, shored up some picks. And I think this could be, to me, honestly, this could be, from the way that everything was lined up and the way that, you know, the predictions and the projections and all that, I think this could be the steal of the fucking draft. If I'm the Broncos. We're going to pick Johnny Newton here. Hey. Broncos are picking Johnny Newton at pick 22 after trading with the Eagles. The Eagles went up to 12, and the Broncos got 22, and they're picking Johnny Newton. Vikings.
I want that to be the steal of the draft for you, but if we're the Vikings and we didn't trade up and we just got our QB and now JC Latham is sitting there at 23 to secure our right tackle opposite of Christian Dillashaw or Darisaw. Jesus. Mm-hmm. Dillashaw's a UFC fighter. we are slamming this first round right now.
Doing a backflip?
We are doing backflips. I had the Vikings sitting here a little bit of a reach at corner for Nate Wiggins. But no, we're getting JC Latham. Easy fucking money. That was the easiest pick of the draft so far.
JC Latham is pick 23 for the Vikings. And let me preface this again, Steelers fans. I want JC.
You think Mims is getting picked over JC?
Dude, from everything that I've seen from Steelers reporters and Steelers, everything, they love Mims. It's because of the Arthur Smith. Because, like, Mims is a mauler in the run game. Like, his run block grade was, like, nice. I love JC. I think JC is way more versatile, pass and run. But it doesn't seem like we're going to do a lot of passing for some reason. It pisses me off. I love JC. I would get a jersey in a heartbeat. All right, the Cowboys, everybody's favorite team. We just saw our pick just vanish away. If the Cowboys were going to get JC.
Yeah, I'm about to say. Oh, that's...
Lord.
You might have to reach here on a tackle.
I know. The Cowboys, that's exactly what I'm going to do, by the way. now, you know what, bro? It's between Guyton and Jackson. I'm going to be real. Man. I really hate the Cowboys. I want to, like, pick Michael Penix, bro. But Cowboy fans, Cowboy listeners, I'm going to do you guys a favor. I'm going to be real with you guys. I know that it says you need tackles. I really think you need a center way more faster than you think you do. And we're going to go Jackson Powers Johnson with the 24th pick. Green Bay Packers.
That's not what I was expecting. Johnson. I think this one's easy if he falls to him. I think Cooper DeJean is a fucking Packer. I think they need that versatile corner safety help. I think it's real simple. I didn't think Cooper would get here, but here we are after doing this mock draft.
Yeah, so for me, like, the Cowboys, like, their center is like a practice squad. I think he's with you guys from what I just saw. He's with you guys on the practice squad, so, like, the center is not really centering right now. I think Jackson Powers, especially with how smart he is, I think that's a great pick. But you got Cooper. You got that white boy coming in for the Packers. Cooper DeJean. No Nate Wiggins? Are you putting Cooper at safety?
Cooper is more versatile than Wiggins, so I feel like it's a better pick at this point in the draft.
So you're going to have him all over the defense?
Yeah.
Kind of like a star?
I feel like he could be like Chauncey Gardner, how he just came in and can kind of play where they need it. You know what I mean?
All right. We're
having as a safety on here. What the hell?
Yeah, a lot of people think he's going to play safety. They don't think he's like good enough to play corner, I guess. All right, the Buccaneers at pick 26. Now, there's a lot of people I could choose. All right, the three I'm listening to, Chop, Nate, and Kool-Aid. If I'm going to be real here, I'm leaning more towards Nate. I think Nate Wiggins is a great corner. I know he just hurt his groin, but I think obviously he'll be fine by the time, you know, they play. So we're going to go Nate Wiggins here.
Oh, you just gave me a gimme for the Cardinals.
Getting some chop?
Getting some chop Robinson right now.
Cardinals with pick 27, getting chop Robinson.
High upside. I think being able to sit at 27 and getting chop Robinson without having to trade up for, like, Verse or Latu, I think that helped a lot. I think that's actually a pretty good get right there.
All right, the Buffalo Bills at pick 28. They did just lose Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis. To me, this is a pick between the two Texas wide receivers. I'm not necessarily dipping into Keon Coleman. I think losing your deep threat guy and losing your short and intermediate guy is ass. A lot of people love Xavier Worthy. I love Xavier Worthy. But I think the better pick and the better wide receiver for the long run is Adonai Mitchell. And that's who the Bills will be selecting with pick 28. At the Lions, pick 29. Reed loves his team, by the way.
Oh, this is easy. I think they get a very experienced, weathered, can play all over the place DB right here in Kool-Aid McKinstry.
I think this is a perfect fit for the Lions and perfect for their grit and how they run their whole team and how goofy everybody is. I think Kool-Aid is going to fit very well with this team. Kool Aid going 29 to the Lions. Now pick 30 with the Ravens. Fuck me. There's a lot. There's some guys here that you can choose. It's net. Usually, when you get to the later rounds, it's kind of like fuck me. Again, the bottom of the barrel of the first round talent. These would be like, holy shit, you stole the draft, second round picks. But more of a, there's going to be more of a magnifying glass on them because they're selecting the first round, especially with the fifth year option and all that. Ravens. They did just extend through 2026 Rashad Bateman. They got Zay Flowers. Nelson Aguilar. LOL. And I don't, and Odell's not on the team anymore. I think. Well, it's between me. Between me. It is between for me Xavier Worthy and Tyler Guyton. So if I'm looking at the Ravens tackle situation. Oh, there is no situation. Who the fuck is this? This guy. Oh, I didn't know Tyler Guyton was 6'7". Oh my God.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
This is tough, man. All right, we're going to go Ravens. We're going to go Tyler Guyton here. Xavier Worthy. I was so close to picking Xavier Worthy, but I think Tyler Guyton is the guy for the Ravens from Oklahoma. Shout out, Deuce. He's an Oklahoma guy and a Ravens fan. Shout out, Deuce. Tyler Guyton, you are a Raven. Pick 31. 49ers. Any calls? We were talking earlier about calls.
I think the two people you were discussing are the same two people that the 49ers were discussing.
Yeah.
I think if Guyton is there, they go tackle, but I think they're going Xavier Worthy. Plugging him in to the offense with Ayuk and Debo and Christian McCaffrey can be nasty. It's not necessarily their top
still on the team.
Yeah, assuming he's still on the team, but think about the speed on that fucking team.
Damn, you did your team dirty. Your boy, you did your boy Pat Mahomes dirty. That's who I was gonna pick.
Oh yeah, get Malachi Corley.
For the last pick, the Chiefs, they need wide receiver, and we are gonna do. Lad would be funny. We're going to go Keon Coleman here. They do need some, like, tall guys. I think Keon Coleman will be better than MVS. He was electric for Florida State, and I really like his game. I like the physical attributes that he has, so we're going to run with Keon Coleman for pick 32.
I feel like that's a reach right there.
At 32, bro, is anything really a reach?
Yeah, I feel like they could get probably a tackle or something and then get Keon in the second round. What's their pick in the second round?
Oh, isn't it going to be near the end?
Yeah, it is.
They'd have to probably trade up or something. He'd be gone.
Yeah, he probably would be.
All right, so we're going to run through the draft and the results real fast. Let me get ready for this.
I'll be right back. Run through Bears. That shit.
Bears got Caleb Williams, the first pick. Second pick went to Jaden Daniels for the Commanders. Third pick was Drake May for the Patriots. Fourth pick was Marvin Harrison Jr. for the Cardinals. Fifth pick was the Chargers selecting Malik Nabers. Sixth pick was the Giants selecting Rome Odunze. Seventh pick is the Titans getting Joel Alt, tackle from Notre Dame. Pick eight is Dallas Turner, edge from Alabama. Pick nine is Laiatu, edge from UCLA. Pick 10 was originally the Jets, and the Vikings made a trade up to get their quarterback, J.J. McCarthy. And they traded with the Jets. So Jets had pick 11 and they selected Brock Bowers, tight end from Georgia. The Eagles traded up to pick 12 from 22 and they selected Terrion Arnold. Pick 13 went to the Raiders and they got Fashanu, tackle from Penn State. Saints got a tackle from Oregon State, Thales Fuaga. The Colts selected Quinion Mitchell, corner from Toledo. Pick 16 went to the Seattle Seahawks and they got Troy Bautanu, tackle that's probably going to play guard for Herm Washington. The Jaguars selected Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver from LSU, with pick 17. Pick 18 went to defensive tackle Texas. Brian Murphy the second to the Bengals. Pick 19. Jared Verse falling all the way to 19. Nice for the Rams. Pick 20 went to Amarius Mims for the Steelers. Pick 21, Graham Barton, the guy that can do it all, tackle, guard, center, played them all, went to the Dolphins. Pick 22, after the trade with the Eagles, the Broncos had pick 22, and they selected Johnny Newton, defensive tackle from Illinois. The Vikings had the 23rd pick, and they selected J.C. Latham, tackle from Bama. The Cowboys had the 24th pick, and they selected center Jackson Powers Johnson. The Green Bay Packers selected Cooper DeJean, corner, safety, can do it all. 26, the Buccaneers is selected the defensive back Nate Wiggins. 27, Chop Robinson, edge from Penn State, went to the Cardinals. 28, Adana Mitchell, wide receiver from Texas, went to the Bills. 29, Kool-Aid McKinstry, which is the corner from Alabama, went to the Detroit Lions. Pick 30, Tyler Guyton, offensive tackle from Oklahoma, went to the Ravens. And pick 31 with the 49ers, they selected Xavier Worthy, wide receiver from Texas. And to finish it out, the Chiefs selected Keon Coleman, wide receiver from Florida State, with pick 32. Now, looking at this, do you see any reaches or any, what do you think in this is the steal of the draft here?
Steal of the draft is J.C. Latham, I think.
J.C. at 23?
At 23, that's crazy. I don't think he makes it to 23, to be honest with you. I think a reach, though, is definitely Latu at 9.
Mm-hmm.
I still think Mims over Latham is crazy.
I know.
I think Chop Robinson at 27 is also a steal. I really think the Buccaneers are probably going to get him.
You think then the Cardinals will get Nate, or? And then just, like, swap, I guess?
I don't know what they would do there. Maybe look at Guyton, interior line. I don't know. That's why I'm glad you picked Nate, because I was lost. I pick after.
Yeah, I'm the same. I do hope that the Steelers don't do this and they pick Latham. I would pick Latham. I think Latham's the more versatile, smarter, better player. Less injuries because Amarius Mims did have some injury history, but we'll have to see. Arthur Smith loves Mims, so I don't know how much influence he's going to have in this draft. Hopefully not a lot. Hopefully Omar just does his thing. Outside of the picks you talked about, I think Johnny Newton to the Broncos, I think he's going to be a stud at pick 22. I am curious to see if the Dolphins do select Barton. I'm curious to see where they would put him. I don't know if they put him at center or guard. I don't know what they do with that. Do you think this will be... You think there will be more trades than this?
I mean, yeah, I think there will be. I mean, the thing is, if you get past 5, I think it's pretty much like little trades.
Mm-hmm.
If you get past the Cardinals and Chargers, Patriots, Cardinals, and Chargers, I don't think anything absolutely insane is going to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So if it stays as is, 1, 2, and 3, Bears, Commanders, and Patriots, and they get Drake May, Jalen Daniels, and Caleb Williams, and they'll stay. Now, if the Patriots, you think if the Patriots got JJ, that there'll be more calls.
Yeah, probably.
Because like, after the Giants, if Drake May falls, like, you're not. Would you get Drake May if you're the Giants and the you know, they have six?
Yeah, I think the Giants do want Drake May. I think that's the only QB they'd take because they know Williams and Daniels is taken. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they have enough to offer for the Patriots to move off that spot.
Yeah. So that this is our draft. I'm going to go ahead and say this. I'll post this tomorrow. I'll post this episode. We'll be up in the morning, and the mock draft will get posted. We're going to start. Obviously, I'll do some tweets out for the draft. Be watching the draft. I will make a tweet on if we are live streaming or not the draft. Reed will not be available. He will be in Florida. So I got to see if I'll be doing something or not. Regardless, still be talking about, you know, the picks and offering our opinions on those picks. I feel bad for Reed. He'll be on the plane while this whole draft is happening. So he's going to wake up. Not wake up. He'll touch down and there'll be so much pandemonium that's going on. I hope this draft is like chaos. So you're just like, what the fuck is going on? But yeah, thanks guys for listening. Thanks guys. For always following, liking, subscribing, and all that jazz. Make sure you guys rate us and rate us 5 stars, like our stuff, retweet, and all that jazz. We are so excited to be able to do our live stream. We'll be live stream on YouTube. We'll still be dropping the audio for the audio listeners out there, but we will be live streaming with cameras on YouTube for season 3. So it should be interesting. Can't wait to see what's in store. We're going to have guests. We're going to do a whole bunch of stuff, ramp up the season, post on TikTok. If it's not fucking banned, we'll see how that fucking goes. But post some clips either on TikTok, Instagram, and all that jazz. I'm just trying to get bigger and make sure that we're providing the best kind of content for you guys. So super excited for everything that we have in store for you guys. But that is our mock draft episode. We'll be make sure you guys listen to it before the actual draft. See how all of that aligns with what we drafted and what anything different or any trades or whatnot that you guys would do different. But make sure you guys listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and everything else we are out on. This will be up in the morning for you guys when you're working or driving to work or whatever. Just make sure you guys give us a listen. Thanks again, guys, for everything. Can't wait for season 3. And we are out. Peace.